view of the goal. And regardless if you stayed in the zone for how long or whatever, as long as you stay in the zone, like if the puck would have come back out across the blue line and we reattack, then that's no good. But the puck stays in the zone for the 13 seconds. So you do have a chance to review that. Even though they get control of the puck, they turn the puck over, there's a lot of time that happens in between. You still have to, you know, look at it. So, and you know, I give them credit. I give their coach, you know, and but when you looked at their bench, there was no issues or their team or, you know, whatever. And like you say, the lines and waves that you call it. So they decide to come over. We're going to look at it. They're asking us. They thought it was offside. So, fine. You go in and you have the video screen in there. I think it's like a 12 or 15 inch screen. And you replay the any angle you have on the video on the goal. And the way the rules stipulate is it was called a good goal on the ice at the time. So a good goal. So just like any replay, you have to have convincing evidence that it should be overturned, that it was offside. He said, the referee told me, and I don't know why this referee makes the call over another one, and I'm going to get some clarification over that. And I don't know why the one linesman was in the penalty box and not the other one, maybe because he's the guy who called it good. So they get in there, and they're in there for 5 or 6 minutes, a long time. And usually what that says to me is you can't tell. Like, I mean, if it's that obvious, you know, you're going to come out and anyway. But the referee comes out and says, I said, who called it? And he said, I did. And I said, are you sure? I'm 100% sure. And I said, did you see the puck? And he said, I saw the puck. The puck, one player crossed the blue line before the puck does. He told me that. And as you go through and after the game we watch it, we have the best technology frame by frame, blow it up. You cannot see the puck because of CJ Ike's body is in the way of the puck from the angles we have. You can never see the puck in the play. And Tyler Hanen's way over on the other side, and it's really hard to, you know, I can't tell. There's no way you can. I mean, I have no idea what they're looking at. I have no idea that what he sees that would 100% that he's overturning that goal. In fact, you know, if you know, and we're all good. We're coaches. We understand. Hey, if we see it and we go, hey, it's offside, that's a great call. You know, what can you do? Mm-hmm. But you can't tell. And this isn't a play down by the net where it's okay, a guy kicks it in and you say, well, he turns his skate, or did he kick it in, or is there goaltending interference? Was he in the crease? Did he bump him? Was it, you know, this is out by the blue line and it's he says, she says. I mean, this is fact. Can you see the play? It's nothing to do with now a goal or, you know, down by the net or players or anything. This is just an onside call. You cannot tell. You cannot. And I've watched it again this morning. I was in this morning. Break it down. I have no idea. He's going in there to me. He's going in there to call it off. I mean, I can't. I have no other reason to believe why he would call it like that. And then when he tells me he sees the puck, I would tell you, Dirk, if I could see the puck, I'd be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I would say, Dirk, you know, you can see the puck, but you can't tell or something. You cannot see the puck at all.
Right.
And that's what blows my mind away. And it's so critical. The games are so important. And after I talk about it this morning, this is going to be it. I talked to the league later on today, and this will be it. But then we have to move forward. But the games are so critical. You know, we lost out on first place by 1 point last year. You know, and I told the supervisor, I mean, you better make sure you're absolutely right about this, because those points, you know, even in the pairwise rankings, this game is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. You know, Bowling Green didn't make the playoff, the national tournament by the slimmest of margins because of one game somewhere. And you better get it right. You know, our guys work too hard. They sacrifice too much. And we need to trust the referees and the officials. And to make that call, all I'm saying is you better be absolutely 100% right. And, boy, the way I see it and our staff, and I've heard from we had a NHL management person there, you know, assistant general manager, and he texted me that night and he said, wow, great atmosphere, great crowd. referee screwed the game up. He said, I watched it, got home to my hotel. You can't tell. Mm-hmm. He texts me the next morning talking about the football game, the laterals. He says, those guys should be suspended. This is not me. This is someone else telling me who I respect, has been in the game a long time in the NHL, and he has no fight in this. He's not, you know, and he said, I watch it. No way. I'm calling the league. Like, you know, I mean, that's it's important. It's really important. So I got to be done with it today. We've got more games to move on. And I told the team, this game will not define our season in a negative impact. If anything, it'll just, you know, define our season somewhere positively down the road. So, you know, we got to learn. And one play here or there in a game, you shouldn't have to rely on one play to determine the outcome of a game. You know, we have to do a better job not taking penalties. We have to do a better job finishing when we have opportunities. We have to do a better job defending. We have to do a better job in a lot of areas so that we don't put ourselves in situations where you allow an official to make a call that could change the outcome of a game. And this is not a penalty we're talking about. And goals are so hard to come by now. I mean, you have to make sure we're talking about more scoring in the game. And here they are, like on a play that is like it really has no direct impact on the goal itself, you know, none. So you're just, it's because it happens way outside. You're just talking about a, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I know I'm ranting and raving, but it's important. I feel for our team. Like I sent a text message to our team when I got home, like 12:30, 1 o'clock at night after I watched a lot. I sent a text message to all the guys on the team, you know, and saying, hey, I feel bad for you guys. You know, you put so much time and effort and hard work in that. And, you know, like I said, it's not going to define our season, but, and you know, take care of each other, you know, enjoy each other and be ready to go back to work on Monday.
Well, the other bad...
How's that for a
well,
long-winded...
Well, the other bad thing about it was that not only did we have all the momentum and the goal and tying what appeared to be a tying goal, but the delay
right.
And then the non-call took everything out of not only the team.
Sure.
I mean, we looked like a different team in the last 5 minutes. The fans...
Yeah,
I mean, just the whole thing, air just came right out of the rink, it seemed like. And, yeah, it was just unfortunate. Anyway, final score, 3-2 Bowling Green, 32-25 Michigan Tech out shooting the Falcons in that game. But suffered the loss and split on the weekend. All right, well, this hour is moving quick, as usual. We've got to come back with some of your questions. DJ at themix93.com. Mel Pearson Show continuing right after this.
Nothing beats the fresh taste of Budweiser Draft. It's more than just love at first pint. It's five generations of brewing expertise. It's the best way to enjoy the quintessential American lager. From the brewery to the bar, from the keg to your glass, it's the smooth taste you expect and the quality our brewmasters demand. Brewed the hard way. By real people with real passion for an unmistakable crisp finish every time. No shortcuts, no imperfections, no barrel left behind. This is Budweiser, the way it's meant to be enjoyed. So don't just settle for whatever's on tap. Make it the fresh taste of America's smoothest beer. Beechwood Aged Budweiser Draft. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen at Wealth Advisor assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work for you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies, which provide more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Well, a lot of questions have come in, Coach. We better get going on these a little bit to get some of these out of the way here. And
sure.
can imagine what some of them are talking about here. So let's get to our first one. Even though we've talked a lot about this already, Coach, just wondering what the procedure is